Welcome to Good Deeds. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is a gentleman who many of you probably know from Moffitt Cancer Center, Tim Hembry, Dr. Timothy Hembry. He serves as the Vice President and Chief Quality Officer there, but he also has an important event that he's helping with for Thanksgiving. Welcome, Dr. Hembry.
Thank you, Nanette, and thanks for having me today. It's great to be on here.
Well, with no further ado, I want to do a little bit of back journey. Tell us a little bit about what you do over at Moffitt. And originally, you came out of San Antonio. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I've kind of had a long journey around the country. But at Moffitt, I have been a chief quality officer for the last 2 years here, and I've also been a practicing physician at Moffitt for the last decade. So I've spent quite a bit of time in this area. Prior to coming to Moffitt, I had a career that was involved PhD in biochemistry and pharmaceutical industry work, and that's kind of where I was in Texas, and then ultimately California, and then back to Florida. So I've kind of been all over the place.
Well, what I think is also so interesting is that you are a doer of good deeds, and you also own the Nurse Next Door with Brett Freeman. And this is a home health care agency. We're going to talk a little bit at the end about how home health care and choosing a caregiver can really help people age in place. And you're based out of Pinellas County. But let's get right into the big event. So in the spirit of gratitude and community, you are teaming up with some people, Empath Health, your company, Nurse Next Door, and of course, Unity Moffitt, to host the Nurse Next Door Thanksgiving dinner. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, sure. So November 25th at 6 p.m., Nurse Next Door, Moffitt, Unity, and Empath Health are going to host a community Thanksgiving dinner for our local seniors. It's going to be located at Empath Health campus on First Avenue South in St. Petersburg. So this is a dinner that's, it's about more than food. It's about gratitude, connection, belonging, and it's built really on a simple message that we're talking about, and it's all are welcome at our table.
Now, I want to explain to our listeners a little bit about Unity at Moffitt, because this is an engagement network that supports LGBTQ plus employees and allies throughout the organization. Never has this been more important than today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Unity at Moffitt is one of our what we call team engagement networks. And so that is focused on fostering inclusion, understanding, and belonging. And it's particularly focused on the LGBTQIA community, team members here at Moffitt and our allies. But it's really part of Moffitt's broader commitment to just creating a culture where everyone feels valued and respected. And that's both inside and outside our walls. Unity has been really active in the community and brings those values to life through education, outreach, community partnerships like this Thanksgiving dinner, reminding us that, you know, compassion and connection are at the heart of who we are.
And, you know, it's a third place where people can get together. So many of our seniors are, you know, empty nesters or lonely. And so this is really important for our mental health, not just our physical wellness. And I see that you're going to have live entertainment, a shared meal. And how do people register for this as a senior? And tell us specifically what they need to do to come to it.
Yeah, sure. So let me see here. That's a great question.
I actually see it's you've emailed Pinellas at nursenextdoor.com by November 19th.
Yeah, so that's great. So yeah, what people do to get on the list is RSVP. Actually, we'd like to have that by Friday, November the 21st at the latest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the email address is Pinellas@nursenextdoor.com. So Pinellas at nursenextdoor, one word, .com. And just let us know if you'd like to attend. You know, again, it is senior focused, but it's inclusive, and we're really excited about this year. You know, this is not the first year we've had this event. We actually started Unity at Moffitt actually started working with this event 3 years ago, and 3 years ago the event was called It was Epic Generations event, and it really did focus on LGBTQIA seniors coming together for a Thanksgiving meal. But, you know, as the years have gone on, we recognize that many people, especially our older adults, may not have family nearby. And people are facing financial and social challenges this year, which make it feel isolating. So in the spirit of inclusion, we decided to grow the event this year and open it up to all seniors in the community who want to share in the celebration. So
I love this because, quite honestly, with SNAP benefits being discontinued, our seniors have really faced a growing need. And I think that, you know, the helping hand that you, all three groups, Nurse Next Door, Empath Health, and Unity at Moffitt, makes a big difference. So, you know, I love that it's free and open to the community. There is limited seating. Tell me a little bit about, you say that you celebrate. This is very important. For those of you out there who have parents, grandparents, or maybe a senior, happier aging. Purpose, belonging, and love for life. Talk to me as a mission statement and how this inspires your home health care support.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So Nurse Next Door, you know, I've been a practicing physician in the area for over a decade, like I had mentioned. And, you know, my practice, my clinical practice is as a hospitalist here at Moffitt. And so, and also I've worked in other community, you know, hospitals around the country as well. And, you know, one of the things that I have found as a hospital doctor, if you will, is, you know, the experience of the revolving door. So a lot of times when people or seniors are getting, you know, older and they're having some decline in functioning, whether that be, you know, physical health or even some cognitive decline, a lot of times they end up being hospitalized multiple times. And so people come into the hospital, we patch them up, you know, we get the labs right and we get them feeling a little bit better, but we send them back to the community where they don't have the support that they need and ultimately fail in the home setting. And so when I decided to open Nurse Next Door here locally with Brett Freeman as my business partner, you know, the thing we really wanted to do was stabilize people in their home so that they can be successful there. So not just surviving in the home, but actually thriving in their home. And so, you know, there are many things that we can do to augment someone so that they can be successful aging in place. So that's important. But the other thing that's important, and I don't know, Nanette, I'm talking to you over the phone and not face to face. So I don't know about you, but I'm getting to that place. You know,
I'm right there with you, right there with you.
I've passed the 55 mark. I can't believe that's true. But, you know, what I found about that is that I still don't see myself as an older person, right? I see myself as young and vibrant and you know, engaged and full of activities in my life. And so do our seniors as they age. So it's not about just being able to maintain a life in their home, but it's to engage in their life in their home. And, you know, I've got some really great stories where we've came and started working with some of our seniors, and our caregivers are amazing. They would take some of our clients to the pool and go swimming with them, or just a shopping outing, and things that people can't do successfully completely alone, but with a little assistance can really re-engage in their life. And that's really what happier aging is about.
Absolutely. Folks, if you've just joined us on this episode of Good Deeds, I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and I have the pleasure of having Dr. Timothy Henry. He is a recognized doctor and also with Moffitt and also with Unity Moffitt. And we've been talking about the upcoming Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving dinner that they are co-hosting November 25th from 6 to 8:30 at Empath in St. Pete. And we will have all the key information and links on this. I want to talk to you a little bit. I just did a story for Tampa Bay newspapers on senior volunteering, and in particular, one that touched me, and I think is important for anybody involved in what you're doing, is the seniors in service and the importance of kindness. You say kindness, collaboration, and care. That's what this Thanksgiving dinner is about. But talk to me about the importance of being involved and how our community can help you with this particular Thanksgiving dinner or with other things that make seniors' lives better.
Yeah, no, that's great. And so, you know, pulling this together over the last couple of years with Empath Health and some of the great people there. And also, I do want to give a quick shout out to some other folks that are working with us. So Jeff Godfrey from Whistle Branding and Terry Hall from Double Take Marketing have helped promote this activity and are going to not just promote it, but participate in the event themselves as they did last year as well. So, you know, all the groups coming together is really about a partnership with purpose. So each organization, Nurse Next Door, Unity, Moffitt, Empath Health, has contributed time, resources, and heart to create a meaningful experience for our seniors who might otherwise spend the holiday alone. So, you know, it's together we're showing how collaboration can make a difference in people's lives.
So you, like I, have lived all over the country. How is our Tampa Bay community all about service and giving back? Give me your unique point of view of how this community really leads with kindness.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and it has been my experience. You know, when I started working with Moffitt, Moffitt does a lot of community outreach and through many different avenues. And then, interestingly, when I started working as the executive sponsor for the Unity Group at Moffitt, I've never done so much community activities and service in my life. And, you know, it was really amazing to start to go out into the community and really, really get to know people. I've sat on, you know, panels where we discussed, you know, screening for you know, cancer prevention, those sort of things. But really, being in the community and seeing that we're, you know, people in this community don't seem to be in competition with each other so much as they are in collaboration with each other. So, like, you know, Empath, you know, Health doing what they do, amazing work in the palliative and hospice field in the community, and the Nurse Next Door is a partner in some of those activities as well. But there's never a feeling of competition in our community. It's always a feeling of collaboration. And you know, there are lots of other, you know, organizations in the Pinellas, Pasco, Hillsborough area. Better Living for Seniors is one that comes to mind, where it pulls together just all kinds of people that are interested in making the lives of seniors better in this area together. And it's just amazing how collaborative people are, how willing they are to contribute to what you're trying to do. You know, we attend other people's events. We were just recently at the HARC ALS event that was held in Pinellas, and just, it's really great to just see how our community does stick together, pull together, and rise everyone up together, you know.
Well, it has been a pleasure talking to you. We hope that you'll come back on and talk to us about some of the things that you're doing in the area of treatment. What do you think is your best advice for seniors who, you know, if you're 65 and you're looking to get to 80 or 90 or whatever, what's your best advice as a doctor and an observer, and, you know, from working with people in their homes to help them age in place?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And so, yes, most of us 55 to 65 are hoping to get to beyond that, right? And so I would say that, and the research supports this, is that community is so important. You know, they started doing research on loneliness. And, you know, when they look at risk factors for early mortality, you know, we've known forever that smoking and drinking and certain you know, behaviors can result in earlier mortality. But a couple of years ago, there was a really interesting research study that came out and said loneliness was a bigger predictor of early mortality than even those more, you know, well-known, you know, risk factors. And so what I would say is stay connected, right? You know, stay connected to your life, stay connected to your community, stay connected to your church, your faith group, whatever that looks like, so that you continue to just thrive with that group. And they have the blue zones around the world, and what they found in the blue zones is they eat better, they exercise better, and they have a strong community around them. And I think that's true for all of us. So that's what I would suggest from a doctor's point of view, and from a guy who's looking at 55 and above myself. So,
well, giving thanks to you, Dr. Hembree, for coming on the show today and talking to us about aging in place and this great event. We want to thank you as part of the Tampa Bay community for giving back in the spirit of gratitude and community. Folks, the Thanksgiving dinner, Tuesday, November 25th from 6 to 8:30 at Empath in St. Pete. Thank you very much. And parting words for our listeners, Doctor?
Yeah, so if you could make it on the 25th, please RSVP. You can expect an evening full of warmth, great food, great music, genuine connection. We're looking at, bringing this event to embody the spirit of purpose, belonging, and love for life. And so we just welcome you, your family members, to the event. So please come out and support us and be a part of this great event.
Giving thanks for you from Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Until next time, remember to do good.
Thanks.